Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back. Such a fun time of year for sports fans with... If you like everything, you got everything, pretty much. Ryder Cup ended, maybe a bit of a letdown, although there was a lot of action. The Grand Slam of curling, that came and went. Two Canadian champions there, Dunstone and Homan, great to see. And, of course, the NFL is on that list. Baseball is somewhere on that list. NHL's coming. A week from tonight is the beginning of the regular season.
Right.
Sabres open, what, Thursday?
Rangers? Yeah, it is the 9th, yes.
Next year, the season starts in September.
I saw that. Yeah.
Do we want that? Is that good? Why not?
If it ends sooner, yes.
It doesn't.
But it won't.
It won't.
So then I don't really care.
Sure.
No. I would love it if it started already, if it would wrap up by like Memorial Day.
The finals.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. But
totally a normal thought.
They don't seem to want to do that.
No. It's got to be summer when they're playing the finals.
Yeah.
In Winnipeg.
Because they don't want to be what? What is it? Like, they don't want to get swallowed up by the start of both college and NFL football in September. So wait until that gets going and we get tired of that. And then, like, okay, let's go watch some hockey. But we never get tired of the football. So if you just love the hockey, you're going to be there for the hockey no matter what. So if you started it in the middle of September, we'd be there because we love it. But not enough of us love it, I guess.
We're not putting it in front of other things if we like multiple things.
Right.
If we only like hockey, watch hockey.
But I would put, like, if the Sabres were playing when Arizona was playing Seattle last Thursday, if the Sabres are playing a regular season hockey game, I'm watching the hockey game.
Is that right?
Yeah, 100 times out of 100.
The opener or any Sabres
game? Any Sabres regular season game, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's my team.
So next Thursday night, when they open.
The football game is dead to me until 9:30 or so.
Eagles at Giants.
Not happening until the hockey's over. Yeah, 100%.
Even with Al involved.
I don't care if... I'm not going to disparage anyone. Doesn't matter to me who's there.
Okay.
And the matchup, I'm watching the Sabres.
Eagles-Giants is not the best.
No, but if it was Eagles,
Bills.
Cowboys, Eagles 49ers, like whatever, a juicy NFC matchup, Bills, I mean, that's different.
Yeah.
But yeah,
sure.
Eagles against anyone but Bills, hockey game wins for me.
This Thursday is Niners at Rams. Sunday night is us, New England at Buffalo. Monday night is Kansas City at Jacksonville. Next week, primetime. Thursday night, Philadelphia at the Giants. Sunday night, Detroit at Kansas City. Then Monday in week six is us again. Bills, Falcons, and also Chicago at Washington. Another doubleheader. Oh, my God, last night. Just the two. The guys, the first game, guys, I just.
That was a struggle. Yes.
Lewis Riddick will say the word football 500 times on one broadcast. I mean, think of all the ways you could say it.
Mm-hmm.
Football team, football game, the football. He will say it hundreds of times in a game. Somebody just sort of get a hold of him. There's no confusion about what sport this is that we're watching. You really don't need to almost ever use that word. But that's just me. I'm not in the booth. Mike is next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Mike.
Good. Bulldog, I wanted to touch on something you said a little while ago. Basically, your trepidation with the pass game needing to be there if and when it comes down to it. Normally I would agree with you. Like, definitely last year I was really worried about that. But this year, I mean, one, the league I think is different than it has been the past few years, definitely earlier in Allen's career. And then two, the only game they've really been challenged at all was Baltimore. And I would say they passed with flying colors in that instance. So, there's not a lot to talk about maybe. It's kind of a boring regular season this year because it's all about the playoffs, I think. But I don't know. I mean, other than the defense, like, I feel like, you know, the offense is, they look good, and you really can't be – there's not a lot to criticize with how they're scoring, no matter how they're doing it, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. And look, yeah, they. I said after that game they got forced at gunpoint to throw the ball downfield, and it worked. And, you know, credit to them. I just don't know – I'm going to need to see more of it. I mean, I think looking at the last two games, I think I've got – opportunities where Allen is looking down the field and he's getting scared off it. And even in the New Orleans game, he took a couple of shots, and both times there were two defenders right there to meet the ball because that's where the receiver was. He did not get away from the other guy, and the safety was able to come across. And so I don't know that they have still guys that can get open. There are often tweets during I'm not super active on Twitter during games because I think it's mostly a cesspool, but different reporters who I trust that are there watching will often say, like, there's just the guys are not open. He's looking and it's not there. Now, you know, in the case of Sunday, he just pulled the trigger anyway and got picked off. So you don't want that. But what you want is to be able to hit on those plays when they're open. And New Orleans was not a team that should have been able to shut you down in that department. But, you know, again, did they need it? No, but they took a couple shots just to take them maybe. I don't know. I'm just not convinced. The Baltimore game does not convince me they have enough in that area. And I'm still scarred by last year. Because this year's lineup is not that drastically different than last year's. And in the end, they didn't have enough. I said it earlier. Like, it's Amari Cooper getting caught from behind on third down. The fourth down play is just a wing and a prayer, but still.
Caught from behind on a play where there are zero air yards.
Right.
Like, not even down. They didn't even reach the point where they wanted to use him or thought they could use him down the field. That's probably a combination of how they wanted to play and usually did play with or without him, and they're realizing that there was no there.
He didn't have it, right. Right.
But this is an interesting day because I think it's funny, too, on the heels of yesterday when we start the week and you're like, we're not going to make it to January. And today you sound like you're not going to make it to January.
I know, right?
They could win every week the way they play and the way they win. I mean, Allen's the heavy favorite for the MVP. He's looking good to win back-to-back MVP awards. Their defense is getting away with it. Their defense has got like six potentially impact players who are not available right now that could make all the difference. Yet, we could get to January and not really feel that great about this. And the best thing that will, you know, feel good about is, you know, hopefully that they only have to play two games instead of three and will not be injured because they'll have been the one.
In part because of it. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that about how we let off yesterday, because I hope, enough self-awareness to realize, like, how-
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
How I'm sounding, it's just the defense is the problem, always sets me off. Because I just feel like I need to constantly, at least not set the record straight. It's just my abuse. You can be on either side of that if you want, but the overwhelming sentiment I hear, because I think we want to blame the coach who blew the 13 seconds game for everything that happens, and we love the player. We have his jersey. We don't have Sean McDermott jerseys, so I've got Josh Allen with the ball in his hands, and it doesn't come through, and I'm not blaming him necessarily as much as I'm saying they don't have enough to get that done when they need it. And that's on them. That's not necessarily on Josh. He can work with who he's got. But I'm just not comfortable that there's enough there. If there's a thing to worry about for me, because everybody's going to have their thing, right? It's the 4-0. What are we going to do? Just stare at each other for 3 months here?
Yes.
My thing is going to be that. Do I have enough there? When I need it, when I need to call on it, I need a play, do I have a dude that's going to make that happen? Or is Josh just going to have to run for it? Which, you know, Godspeed. I hope that works.
Yeah, I feel like that is definitely what's going to happen. So maybe you don't worry as much because we know what's going to happen.
Right.
And maybe they'll win. Anyway, I think this is, I can't say like a critical game, because everybody that talks football tells you like that whatever is happening right now is super important. It can't all be super important. In fact, that's kind of what the word means, is like it's more meaningful than most other things. But I do like New England in general. I like their team. I like what it looks like is happening there. And they don't have anything to lose here.
No.
Miami had, oh my God, is it going to blow up? Coach fired? I mean, what?
Yeah.
Can we never beat this team? New England doesn't say that. New England does beat the Bills. Like, they have wins against the Bills. They have close games. They've won here. Like, that's – how many games in a row has it been where the Bills were, like, in tough against the Patriots? It's a few. And that, I know that includes Week 18, but, you know, leave that out. The home game last year was tight. They lost there, what, 2 years ago? Like, with Mac Jones, This has been a tough game for them. Not the playoff game, I guess. No. But maybe since then.
Right.
And
not for nothing. Sorry.
Just feel like not the Bills, probably, you'd like to think. But I think maybe now with what's happened so far, it all kind of feels over already.
Right. Well, that's what I'm waiting to say here is they're 3-2, you're 4-1.
Right. It's very much on.
You're going to be watching their score next week. If they somehow come in here and beat the Bills, somehow makes it sound like it's like they're pushing a rock up a hill. They could win the game, and it's 3-2 and 4-1.
Their next three: Saints, Titans, Browns.
Right, as opposed to 5-0 and 2-3. That's a big with the tiebreaker, like that, or at least the leg up on the tiebreaker, and you're going to play them again. But still, like that's a big difference.
Jets twice, Bengals, Giants, whatever Baltimore is, Miami again. I still like the Patriots to get to 10 wins. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.